Fighters, today on the Contractor Fight podcast, I have a conversation with a couple young ladies from JLC Live. Shella and Tammy are going to join us. Shella runs marketing for the event, and Tammy handles business development and sponsorships and all that good stuff. And the reason they're on here today is I want to bring your awareness to this event that happens at the end of the month, March 2022, 24th through the 26th in Providence, Rhode Island. This event's been going on for about 26 years, and it's a high-value event, a lot of good stuff on the technical side of the business and also the business side of the business. Now, although I am not speaking or presenting, myself and some of the fight team will be there exhibiting. We will be on the upper level next to the beer garden, which we are also sponsoring. So come on out to JLC Live, March 24th through 26th, Providence, Rhode Island, at the Rhode Island Convention Center. Go to thecontractorfight.com/JLC and you get your ticket, which is basically next to nothing because we worked that out and JLC peeps are awesome. Come say hi. Let me buy you a beer. And without further ado, here is my interview with Shella and Tammy from JLC Live. Shella and Tammy, welcome to the fight. How are we doing today?
Doing great, Tom.
Doing great.
How are you?
I'm doing phenomenal. It's a Monday, hitting the ground running. We're on the attack. We're gearing up for your event at the end of March, which we're pretty excited about. And let's see, Shella, you're the only one in a non-cold place right now. You're outside of Dallas in Irving, Texas. And Tammy, you're up in Vermont there. Is it cold and crazy up there?
Actually, we've had a warm spell. We were up into the 50s yesterday. So, you know, good old New England. You don't like the weather, give it a minute, it'll change.
Yeah, no kidding. That's Colorado Springs, too.
I was going to say, we say that about Texas. Does every state just say that about themselves?
All right, Shella, what's the temperature there right now? Come on.
Well, believe it or not, it is like 38. So yesterday it was almost 80, and it's 38 right now. So it's a little chilly for us Texans.
Yeah.
Are you going to be okay?
No, I'm bundled up. I'm in a parka. I've got my scarf on. I went through Starbucks this morning and the guy was like, "You sure look like you're prepared for this cold weather." And I said, "Yeah, where did it come from? Hello."
You know, that's shorts and t-shirt weather here. It's 38 to 40, you know, we're in shorts and t-shirts. So anyway,
you lucky dog.
That's right. So enough of the weather. So you guys are on because we're excited here in the Contractor Fight to be headed out to Providence, Rhode Island, the end of March, March 25th and 26th, right, is the exact dates of the expo. And this is an event that's been going on for a while. And I was excited to go there. Contractor Fight's going to be there. We're going to be exhibiting, but also we're going to be sponsoring the beer garden, which is only fitting for contractors, I guess, right? Drink a few beers.
Absolutely.
And all that. So
we
if you're home
at that event this year, knowing everybody missed the networking. So
that's right.
Why not throw in a beer and make it a garden?
I love it. There you go. Maybe I'll bring a plant and put on the bar. So we'll see. Then we got a real garden, tomato plant there. So I know there's a lot of contractors that have no idea what JLC Live is, what JLC is in general, and this and that. And I would love for the two of you to maybe share a little bit about, first of all, what you guys do there, but also what is JLC for those that have no idea?
So JLC Live is the spinoff from the Journal of Light Construction magazine. For those who know JLC, the magazine, it's very practical how-to residential construction information. And so when the event launched some 26 years ago, we took that same practical approach to what we were doing on a trade show floor. Fun fact, when the event first launched, it was actually called the Construction Business and Technology Conference. And like I said, that was some 27 years ago. And when we realized that we were using as our description, it's JLC Live, you know, the light bulb went off and we said, well, why don't we just call it JLC Live? So it is the trade show, the companion trade show to the Journal of Light Construction magazine, long story short. And it delivers the same type of practical how-to information for running your business as well as running your job sites.
Yeah, I didn't know it'd been the event you said has been going. It was has been going on for 26 years.
Yeah, 26, 27. Yeah,
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. That's half my life. Holy cow! Look at that.
Yeah.
And Tammy, you do business development there, right?
I do. Yeah. I focus on working with our incredible sponsors that help make the event possible. They sponsor a lot of our hands-on demonstrations that go on the show floor. That's what makes JLC a little bit different. We are actually very proud to be kind of the originators of that hands-on education that happens at almost all trade shows now. Obviously, just the nature of residential construction, you're hands-on people. That's what you do. And so we bring in experts in their fields to demonstrate different tips and tricks of how they're doing things. And it's very helpful. It's a peer-to-peer interaction. It's always a fun and exciting event.
It's an incredibly engaged community, just in general. It feels almost like family. A lot of these guys, over 70% of the people that do come are returning attendees. You know, it's a place for them to get together face-to-face with fellow New England builders and contractors and remodelers. So it's just fun. And I have to say, just personally, I think we're all excited to get back to March, to, you know, to get back to face-to-face, to walk outside of the screen. I think that's what we're all most looking forward to.
Yeah, we had our Mile High Profit Summit last September in Denver when we're gearing up for it again this September again in 2022, and had great attendance, great feedback, and everybody's kind of the same thing, Shella, was, you know, it was just good to be around human beings again and all that. And you handle the marketing there, right? So what
yeah,
do you do to market this thing? What's
catch
that look
me
like?
Catch me at JLC Live. That's the at sign, at JLC Live. That's me. Yeah, no, I have to say, the beauty of what we do, as Tammy mentioned, having sort of started this whole hands-on live demos on the show floor, is that a lot of the marketing, it just makes my job so easy because we have so much content. And I know that, you know, you've talked about how important content is for business owners and anyone trying to drive new business. The same applies here. It's just a never-ending circle of things that's important and people are engaged with. Yeah, catch me at JLC Live. And then in addition, I run PR, communications, any of those pesky email blasts you might get, or if you haven't got one, you can sign up. And that's really what my day-to-day is.
I love it. And yeah, listen, nothing happens without business development and marketing, which is why you guys are here. And this is why we have them on the show, you guys, is you need to get to this event. All right. I'm telling you right now, anytime you can get into an environment with other contractors and suppliers and things like that and learn one thing, just one, if you walk away with one little nugget, the whole couple days was worth it. It'll change the trajectory of your business. Now, I have one beef with JLC. Live. Are you guys
Let's
ready
hear
for it? I have one beef. It's annoying to me. It's really annoying. And my listeners here will totally get this because now keep in mind what I'm going to share my beef about doesn't change the fact that I think people should go. Okay. So here's my beef.
I love beef. Bring it on.
Here's my beef. I've spoken at JLC a few times through the years. Portland, when you used to have it out there, Rhode Island, I think 3-4 years ago, I was there, something like that.
You also did remodeling too, right? The remodeling show?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
And here's my gripe. God, hope you guys aren't mad at me. Ready?
Uh-oh, I'm
All
nervous.
Right. So you walk around to these exhibitor demonstrations and things like that, right? That we're talking about. And those are great. But what my beef is you got 450 guys around a dude showing you how to install a window. And then you go to the education classes where they're teaching contractors how to market the business and communicate and sell and make money and know their numbers. And there's like 8 guys in the room. All right. And so this is not a rip on you guys. It's a rip on the contractors. Guys, it takes both. Like it does, knowing all the latest tips and tricks and tools of the actual physical work is only going to get you so far. You got to level up those business skills. So I want to give some love. And I'm not even speaking there this year, just so y'all know. I'm just at the booth. I'm at the beer garden and hanging out. But whoever are in those education sessions bringing you guys value, make sure you swing in there. That was my biggest gripe of the show because, you know, Shella and Tammy, contractors, they always gravitate towards the things that they're comfortable with, right? And that's the tools and the building products and all those things. But I want to encourage them to give some attention to the business development sessions and things like that. You have anything to add about those sessions?
You're absolutely right. Yeah. And obviously just the nature of your work, you're hands-on people. So going there and getting those tips and tricks is of course what everybody loves to do. But as I've heard you say on many times on your podcast, if you don't know your numbers, you're not going to last in business. And yeah, our conference session begins on Thursday, the 24th, and we've got over 40 sessions. And many are focusing on the accounting, the sales, the marketing, but we also intertwine a lot of technology sessions as well. That just building science sometimes is very effectively taught in a classroom. Now you can go to the trade show floor and see how it's implemented. But yeah, you're right. They got to put their money where their mouth is. And the conference has a fee attached and people need to get serious. But I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah. And y'all listening to this, these education sessions this year, many of the people presenting are quote unquote, I don't really look at it this way, but competitors of the contractor fight, right? So I'm telling you to go there and give that some attention and learn and level up those skills so that the tools you're learning about and the products you're learning about can make you the maximum amount of money and give you all the life you want. All right. There's my soapbox moment for JLC.
I love it, Tom. That wasn't okay. Even that bad. Yeah.
All right. Good. So you're not mad at me?
Right. No, because we couldn't agree more. We think that there's, and what's even to your point, the people that walk away from being in those classrooms have the best experience and some of the best testimonials on how it's, it affects or impacts their business. So you're spot on.
Well, I appreciate that. Glad when I'm right.
It's always good.
Doesn't happen often. So anyway. Well, it happens a lot. I just have a lot of ideas and most of them are bad or wrong. And so if I have 100 million ideas in a day, like 4 of them stick. So it's good to be right, but I'm mostly wrong.
Shoot for the moon, you land on the stars.
I heard that. But you know what? I actually said that the other day to somebody. And then I got to thinking the moon's closer than the stars.
So that is actually a good point.
We need to shoot for the stars and we'll land on the moon.
So, okay.
There it is.
Okay.
All right.
That's my key takeaway.
There you Man, it is just an educational smorgasbord here today. All right. So how many people are coming to this thing?
Typically, the show as pre-pandemic, we've, for the last several years, attracted over 7,000. And as you said, the bulk of them are coming for the expo hall. But it is jam-packed. So this year's lineup, we have 11 hands-on building clinics covering all aspects of residential construction. You know, we've got framing, decking, trim carpentry, drywall, exterior trim and doors, stair building, high performance building, roofing. And this year we've added a new program on indoor air quality with Rosh Trithewey. And yes, he's Richard's son from This Old House.
Well, there you go. I like that. So yep. How many exhibitors totally? Or roughly,
oh, God,
you know, I mean, it's a couple hundred.
200, yeah, 200-ish.
Yeah. A little over. Yeah, I know when I been there in the past, you know, I walked through there and it's huge and it's pretty cool. There's something for everybody there. Oh, I have one more gripe.
Uh-oh. Okay,
I'm sorry.
Darn, we
I'm
got really through the sorry. First one.
Sorry, but I'm talking to business development and marketing people here, so I might as well just do what I got to do.
Air it all. Let's do all right. it.
I am looking at, right now I'm looking at 2022 exhibitors on your website. Just pulled it up. So you got Builders Workshop, Residential Drywall Clinic, Building Technology, Creative Elevations, Trim and Finish Carpentry, Flooring Clinic, Decks, Stair Building, Roofing, Indoor Air Quality, like you just said. You don't have painting.
You know, we had it one year.
Yeah.
And, Are you trying to put your name in the hat?
I'm a live presenter?
Oh
heck no. I'm a former painting contractor, and I will tell you right now, painters are psycho. So you might not want to do anything with painting because you're gonna attract a bunch of psycho painters. I'm one of them. So there you go. Painters can complicate anything. They could complicate a one-man parade, I swear to God. So anyway, that being said, I love you painters that listen to this, but there is a guy that I think would be a great fit for you. Maybe you know him, Nick Slavik. He's in Minnesota. He's a buddy of mine, and this is his wheelhouse. So maybe next year I'll connect you guys.
Please do.
And those painters that are listening to this, forward this to Nick and tell him I gave him a shout out. Because seriously, he's a guy that's working his tail off to really bring high quality craftsmanship and stuff like that back to the painting trade.
So those are exactly the kind of guys that lead our clinics. So let's connect with him. That's a great insight.
Yeah, he's been at it for years and does a great job. So, all right, so you got pre-COVID, you know, you had 7,000-8,000 people at this thing. So I'm sure it'll be about that, if not more.
Well, we're really excited to see the industry coming back in force. You know, our first quarter shows, we're very close to pre-pandemic numbers. And for those folks who went down to the Builder Show, to IBS, they had a good, strong showing. So, yay, we couldn't be happier to be making a roaring comeback. So we expect to be close to whole for this year as well.
I love that. And it should be, you know, we need to get back to that and all that. So who's this a fit for?
Custom builders and remodelers. 100% residential. But our audience right now, about 53% of them are owners or principals of the companies. We've got about 30% that are the supervisors, foremen, and crew members. And then 10%, you know, we round out with sales and marketing folks. But 74% of them fall into that custom builder and remodeling niche.
74%.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Well, when you add painting, it'll be up to like 3% painters, just saying. So, anyway. but all you painters listen to this, you guys are psycho. You'd be like, it's too much money and I get to travel. And guys, quit being idiots. Anyway, all right, I'm back. I swear I'm back.
It'll all pay off. Like you said at the beginning, it's like you take away that one key thing that could change your 2022. You just take away one thing and it almost pays for itself. So.
And the fact is bring your crews too, because it's so true. The devil is in the details. Mm-hmm. And you prevent one callback. Did you just pay for your trip? Mm. Yeah. Times 10. So, and that's really what the show is built upon, is avoiding those small missteps.
Like these guys have done it. So you don't have to. Yeah.
You know, Tammy, I love you bringing up bring your people, because that's one of the reasons, without me going off on another tangent here, really going to try. So if I get crazy, one of you just scream and I'll come back.
Rein you in. Okay.
But like, you know, the biggest gripe right now in the trades isn't selling work. It's producing it. It's, you know, skilled labor in the trades. And that's what everyone's struggling with. And it have been for a long time, even before all the crap with COVID, even before the economy and inflation and all this, for the last 4 or 5 decades, people have been saying, don't go to the trades, go to college or you're a loser. Okay.
Yeah.
And I heard it myself growing up, and I'm telling you guys right now, because not you two, but everyone else here, the number one thing to help you recruit or attract and retain, hire and retain top talent is you got to build your brand. And part of building your brand is bringing us behind the scenes. Show us how you're training your people, that you're investing in them. People don't want to work for a company or stay with a company that's not investing in them. Okay. And so for those of you that are on the bubble with this, bring your team to this thing. It's cheap. How much is it? I don't even know what it is, but I know it's cheap. I saw it before.
Well, anybody listening right now gets one heck of a steal, but an expo pass is normally $35. But for you guys, for your audience, anybody listening, if you register with the promo code FIGHT, we'll cover your expo pass. So, you know, our exhibitors also have codes too that can be used, but ultimately it's almost free. So really it's the travel and the lodging and things that, you know, there will be an expense for. Now, for anyone that wants to go to classroom sessions like we talked about earlier, you can get an all access pass for just under $300.
Still cheap, real cheap.
Yeah. And there are over 40 classes to choose from.
Yeah.
Beginning on Thursday, the 24th, and they run through Saturday, the 26th.
Yeah. I mean, y'all, if you're not investing in your people, why would they stay? And if you're not investing with your people and they do say, you're screwing yourself because you're not leveling up their skills and their knowledge and abilities. Yeah. Right. So either way, you're hosed if you're not investing in your people. And kind of side note with the marketing thing here, Shella, is, you know, we coach people how to use social media to show us your team, show us your culture so that it attracts other people that go, man, I want to be part of a team like that. If you guys are at JLC, you're bringing your team there, you're doing some pictures, you're doing some videos,
it's going to look like a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah. you know, and other people in your industry are going to be like, well, crap, my boss doesn't do that. He doesn't take us anywhere. He doesn't, you know, invest in me. So anyway.
Yeah, all told, there are over 130 hours of education to be had at the event over the course of 3 days. So it is jam-packed.
So, sorry, I was taking a sip of my I Don't Want You to Die smoothie that the Queen makes for me every morning. So, anyway.
We don't want you to die either, Tom.
Yeah,
you've got a booth to man.
That's right. I got to buy beer for people. So
people are going to be coming pretty mad if that beer's not there. So,
well, I think we already paid. So if I happen to drop over here in a minute or two, then you know, the beer will still be there. But
they want to see you, though, too. The man behind the beer.
That's great.
The man behind the beer.
That's right.
Look
up
out.
On the upper level.
We're the upper level.
Place to hang out and have a beer with Tom.
Now, does the upper level, are there doors into the expo hall up there too? Is that how it works? Or is it just an upper level above the expo hall?
It's an upper level above the expo hall.
Does it have like a balcony that I could look down and yell at people and throw away paper airplanes and stuff like that? Or
well, kind of. Yeah, there is one section where the escalators are that you could probably wreak havoc if you try.
We're going to have a bunch of painters that show up with paper airplanes that go to the upper level and toss them around is what this is.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I would be really impressed if people made paper airplanes that had the Contractor Fight logo on them and then were flying them around. That'd be kind of cool. Maybe I have an idea.
There you go.
Here.
Tchotchke idea.
I told you I have lots of ideas. Not that they're good, but you know.
Land on the moon.
That's right. Shoot for the stars.
Hey, I'm of a similar breed, Tom. I call it spaghetti on the wall.
See what sticks. I love that. All right. So, Tammy, you said something before we hit record today that I got to bring back. You said you've been around this company for a while.
Yes.
Yeah. Did I get that
yes,
right?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yes. I was actually part of the launch of JLC Live. Yes.
So
I was a child at the time.
You were a child. You were four.
She was an infant. She was in a stroller. Let's all be fair.
So I'm treading lightly here, but you're being a great sport. So thank you. So you've been with JLC since the beginning, or at least this event.
Well,
this event.
There was some stops and starts, but yes, I was there. I was there at the beginning. Yes.
So what are some of the things you're most proud of being part of this for so long that you've seen change or happen through the years?
What I can say that I am most proud of is the live hands-on education component that they say, you know, imitation is the truest form of flattery. Well, everybody knew that we had it right. And there's not a trade show out there that doesn't have those hands-on education components now as well. So that's definitely probably the thing I'm most proud of. And just seeing how it's grown and expand in the community. You know, Shella talks about what a great group of people they are. And they are. They're just great human beings. And they genuinely have a good time coming to the show. I love the energy that's in the air when we're all together. And, you know, they say it might be brought on by the smell of sawdust. I don't know, but it's a wonderful event.
Tammy often says, I have to tell you, just to back things up, when I was working on other construction trade show events and then moved to JLC, kind of the my first show would have been March 2020 on JLC. And so Tammy was a lovely onboarding expert. And one of the first things that came out of her mouth was that these people are salt of the earth, the best humans. And, you know, people can say that, but I've actually had the opportunity to get to know a lot of them through social and even on site back in August. And it's really true. So I get really nerdy and emotional about it because I get excited that I'm helping people that are in this industry that help me have a place to call home. Like, it's because of these builders and people that bring it all together that I have a place to call home. So again, I get geeky emotional about it. But yeah, I don't know if I got us off track because, again, I get geeky.
Well, I think that's great. I think that's great because I've said all along that the majority of home improvement contractors and people that work for the contractors are exactly that, salt of the earth people that would lay in traffic for you, right? There's just such a giving heart. They're always trying to solve problems and help people out. And often, you know, this is why the contractor fight exists, is often that willingness to help and serve and want to help puts you in trouble financially as a business owner, doesn't give you the life that you want, that you thought you'd have when you started your business. And so that's why we pound the drum so much on the business side and leadership side and communication side to help these people to stop stealing time, money, and memories from their families, you know, because they're good human beings. And I couldn't be prouder of this community.
Aw.
Agreed.
Well,
there
you go. Yeah.
Well
said. I had to cough. That was a fake cough because I didn't want to cry. So I went.
I think Tom gets geeky and emotional too
about his audience. See, because these are humans. Like, and again, there's no other place or anything like this that you can do this where they're all together under one roof, and it's really neat to see. Just like Tammy said, sawdust in the air brings this energy that it's unmatched. So let's get geeky together, Tom.
We can geek out
on emotions.
We can do it. So let's give a shout out some of your main sponsors here while we're at it.
Oh, wow. We have so many.
Because you have different levels, right?
Yes. So we have lead sponsors and then supporting sponsors and contributing sponsors. And really, you know, just as it sounds, you know, the lead sponsors are more of the focus. But yeah, we've got Westlake Royal Building Products. We've got Huber Engineered Woods. We've got Hinkle, Anderson Windows, Schluter Systems, Simpson Strong Tie, James Hardy, Panasonic, GCP, Atlas. God, Chella, who am I forgetting? They're the ones that are going to be listening.
Right, Versatex.
And I'm just listing off the leads. Really, without their support, they're really who allow us, you know, the ability to keep our expo pass so reasonably
priced.
Well,
like Milwaukee, like, you know, as all of our tool sponsor for the clinics, and we have a blade sponsor, which is Crescent Blades, DuPont, Plaspro.
Milwaukee Tool just this year stepped up. So you'll see JLC has gone red.
Lots
so that's
of red.
Something new.
Mm-hmm. So,
and we do have our tool zone. Tools, we hear it from our attendees all the time. That is their favorite thing.
Or what's,
to go
what's
and
the tool
play
zone?
With some
Talk
tools.
To, oh, so they get to go like a little playground. So we got playground for
an adult playground of tools.
There you go. Oh, there it is. Yeah. So your premier school tool sponsor there is Milwaukee. Got a bunch of others listed. So real quick, let me tap in. Those of you that are listening to this that might be a sponsor of JLC, I 100% put these women on the spot with that. They didn't know that was coming. So don't get all freaking butt hurt that they didn't mention your name and all that other stuff, because they're just spitballing here going, oh, crap. All right. So
there really are a lot. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah,
though.
There are too many to list all of you.
Panasonic is also sponsoring our new indoor air quality clinic. So that's another new sponsor.
I love it.
To you.
All right. Before we get out of here, I got one last question, then I'll let you guys share anything that you feel is important to share that we didn't touch on. So unless something has happened that I don't know, neither one of you are contractors, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
I know enough to be dangerous.
All right. There you go. Well, and the reason but this is good because, so I know you work with in this industry and you're around contractors, all this other stuff, but as a non-contractor looking at the home improvement contracting industry, if you could wave a magic wand and fix anything about it, what comes to mind?
Well, In my opinion, the issues that you're hammering home are kind of innate to the industry. They are craftspeople. They're not business people. And unfortunately, that is their downfall. They do incredibly beautiful work. They're not great at managing their numbers and their back office. And so that can be their downfall.
Got to dial that
and
in.
Yeah. The other thing I would say is the horrible reputation of the trades right now. As you mentioned, you know, it's being hammered that, you know, if you're going to trade school and you're getting into the trades, you're a loser. You've got to go to college to make anything of your life. And that's just absolutely not true.
It's the opposite.
You can make a damn good living in the trades. And there is always demand. And look at what happened during the pandemic. Everybody was like, oh, you know, the sky is falling. Well, everybody was just like,
I'm stuck in my house, and boy, I want these things fixed.
Yeah.
And the industry just went wild, and it's been booming. That's one thing I would like, if I could wave a magic wand, I'd like to have better information in high schools that lay out the options to young people to get involved and to make career choices.
I love that, Tammy. Yeah, that, I would say the exact same thing. As well as transparency, which again, not to geek out on your podcast, but you cover a lot about that. So just being transparent and upfront with pricing and, you know, what the materials are, things like that from a different STEM.
Yeah, there's really a lot of low-hanging fruit that the average home improvement contractor can pick off the tree and level up their business immediately. It's the way we communicate and the transparency and the all the things you guys mentioned, you know, like focusing on just, I mean, like I sit here and go, if you put I'm making up a number, 1,000 hours into learning how to do something in the actual craft, put in 10 hours on the business side. You know what I mean? Just a percentage of that amount of time and you'll get better. It doesn't take a lot to move the needle. So,
and the thing about your information and what we're delivering at JLC Live, it's very specific. You know, we're not talking in a general sense. We're talking about contracting companies. So it's going to be very useful and money well spent and time well invested.
100%. Well, now the floor is yours, ladies. What did we not talk about that we should bring attention to, or any points you want to make for those listening before we share the links and all that stuff?
How to sign up? I don't know if you've done any surveys on your audience, but I would imagine a good portion of them enjoy beer. So, you know, and depending on how close they are in proximity, even if they're not, I think it'll be well worth the trip to come see your dude, Tom, in person on the upper level. You can get your expo pass for free on him, and he'll give you all those details in a second. But I think that it's not only beer. This is a chance to, we've all been so busy. This industry in general has been so busy. And this is a chance to kind of celebrate the successes that we've had. Not to dwell on the past, but JLC Live provides the stage and you know, atmosphere to celebrate everything that's happened over the last 2.5-3 years in our industry. So that is the last thing I want to leave it with for my end. Tammy, take it away.
Yeah, I would just add, hey, make the investment in yourself, in your people. As Tom pointed out, learn one thing, avoid one callback, and you've more than paid for your trip.
I love it. Well, JLC sent the right two people for this interview. I appreciate you guys. It was awesome. Guys,
thank you, Tom.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And those that are listening, if you want to check this thing out, if you want to go, no, in fact, let me rephrase that. You're not going to check it out. Okay, go to the link and sign up. Okay, that's what you're going to do. I'm going to give you a link. The link's going to be in the show notes. You're going to click the dang thing. You're going to sign up and you get your ass to Rhode Island. The end of
Providence.
March here. Providence, Rhode Island. Beautiful little town.
It is. It's a cool little town.
Yeah,
you really will have a good time.
It is. The first time I was there for this, the weather was actually nice a few years ago, whatever year that was. And I went through a run downtown and stuff, and it was amazing. I loved it. So, because it was also at sea level, and I'm in Colorado, so it was a really easy run. So, anyway, and I hate running. I'd rather be punched in the face than run. So, and I voluntarily ran. Oh, and you guys have that. I was there, and they had that thing on the river, fire water thing, or whatever it's called. You know what I'm talking about? Is that what it's called? Fire water? Water fire? I don't know.
I believe you're right.
Yeah, some crazy thing. Anyway. I better wrap this up before I go on too many other tangents.
It's a great town. It's a great town, and we look forward to seeing you there, Tom. And, you know, we hope you bring 100,000 of your listeners.
I think we just might. So, guys, go to thecontractorfight.com/JLC, and everything will be taken care of there. If you happen to stumble upon a different link and you see a promo code, just put the word fight in there, and that should take care of it as well. So we'll put that in the show notes. And Shella, Tammy, super appreciate you guys hanging out with us here today on The Fight.
This was a blast. Thanks, Tom. It was really fun. We can't wait to see you in a couple weeks.
Likewise. Looking forward to it.
Take care.
Take care. All right, fighters, share this with a contractor. If you're not subscribed, whatever that word I'm trying to find is. Give us a review wherever you listen to this and get your butt to Providence, Rhode Island at the end of the month. And let me buy you a beer. Contractorfight.com/JLC. Travis bringing the guitars. We'll see you guys next time on The Fight.